people have started to move again. After a year spent stuck in our homes, record numbers of people are taking cross-country road trips. They're flying to see loved ones. People are even coming back to public transit. It feels good to get moving, but all that travel puts a strain on our planet's limited resources. Transportation is one of the biggest sources of greenhouse gas emissions, and as you've probably noticed, the need to cool our warming climate has never been greater. We have to rethink everything about how we get from point A to point B before it's too late. Welcome to The Future of X from Ozzie Media in partnership with Ford. Each season, we give you a glimpse into what lies ahead for humanity. We've looked at how healthcare will change in the coming decades, asked what will become of the workplace, and dug deep into the future of farming. This season, we look at the future of mobility. I'm Josh Lash, a producer with Ozzie. I grew up in Southeast Michigan, the car capital of the world. Now I live in New York City, where I get around on bikes and trains. When I look at the future of mobility, I see a lot of reasons to worry.
So there is an urgent need for us to significantly reduce the amount of CO2 we emit.
I also see an opportunity to build a better, more sustainable future for generations to come.
Humans are ingenious, right? We solve all kinds of problems.
Hop in. I'll show you what I'm talking about. We'll take an electrifying drive on the Great American Road Trip.
As strange as an electric car was 30 years ago, a gasoline car would be in 2 decades.
Or sit back and let science take the wheel.
I think you see, 50 years from now, you won't be driving your car. It'll be driving you. It'll be taking you to the places you want to go to.
We'll take apart the vehicles we drive today, piece by piece, in order to build them back better.
It's rethinking how we build cars. It's rethinking how we use cars. It's rethinking how we disassemble and rebuild cars out of those materials again.
And take a peek under the hood at the technologies that will get us to a zero carbon future.
It is now, and has been for a while, sort of the Wild West when it comes to next generation battery or fuel cell technologies. There's so many ideas out there.
Everybody loves to move. How we choose to move will determine what life looks like for the next generation. In order to avoid the worst of a changing climate, we'll need to rethink everything about what we drive and how we drive it, or if we even drive it at all. The future of mobility has the potential to electrify our imagination, sustain our planet, and connect us like never before. If you want to see how we get there, then get in and buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. Listen to The Future of X, Future of Mobility, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ford Mustang Mach-E, the F-150 Lightning, the E-Transit van, three of America's most iconic popular vehicles. They've been fully electrified, and they're making the revolutionary feel familiar. We've got a feeling they'll help make electric vehicles even more popular for all Americans. Call it a hunch. Ford Electric Vehicles, built for America, built Ford proud.